It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Laughing because we're like all of a sudden in the middle of a storm. So you guys, just so you know, I'm definitely with you all, and I'm making sure I'm coming through loud and clear. Happy Monday on this December the 16th. I can't believe it. 2024. And I am so excited to be with all of you. I'm gonna go ahead and refresh and make sure I'm coming through. I'm super looking forward to this hour with you. It is our last hour of 2024, and I see you guys coming in. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page here, and it's titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come in at any moment. I'm going to be taking some questions and hopefully come up with some really good words for you guys coming into the new year and looking forward to 2025 with all of you. So we're going to take a little peek ahead, and at the same time, just so you all know, coming off of that full moon in Gemini, I'm definitely still coming off of it. So I know I always say, you know, the universe is planned so perfectly, as after that crazy Gemini moon, that Cancer moon comes in and says, oh, everybody just calm down a little bit. You know, we're going to take it nice and easy. We'll probably talk about food for a little bit. And of course, I have a little special guest today listening on the other end. So we have Baby on board, and I know you all got to meet him already, and Serena is with us and will be joining us for the new year, so I'm super excited about that. And you all know how I feel about babies, so it's like, you know, it's a godsend. It's definitely an added bonus to our time. And I also want to take a moment before we get going. You know, I get sentimental during these Cancer moons, so. And it is the end of the year. It's the holiday season. I want to hear so much about what you guys are saying. But Jay, I just want to say thank you for everything and everything that you've done as a producer. And I'm so, you know, grateful for everything. I could go on and on. But I told Jay I had a very emotional response when he said he was passing the torch. But we're super grateful that you're here and part of the 1-2 family, of course. And that's it. I just, you know, it'll take me a while to adjust, but I thank you for everything you've done for us and being here with me every week and keeping me safe on the air. Okay. So thank you. All right, everyone. I'm coming into the room. I'm saying good morning. I am wanting to hear from you and would love to hear about your holidays and what's coming up ahead. It is definitely not a snowstorm, Pamela. So thank you for that. We're a little warm in Central Florida today. So ironically, it's been going from 40s to 80 and back down again. So we're definitely bouncing all over the place. Thank you for that. It's definitely not feeling like the holiday season this morning, but it's storming. So we'll see what happens afterwards. I love Michelle that you're here, and Patricia, hello, happy Monday to you. Peggy Reeser is here in the chat room. Peggy is a 1-2 Listen psychic advisor, and I love that you're here this morning. How are you doing in that Mars retrograde in Leo, Peggy? Let us know. Also, Lara, hello, and Ms. Perez, it's so nice to see you. I'll definitely come in and answer your question. Patricia Quelli, congratulations to you and your family. I was waiting for that, so I feel so happy for you guys. Renee, good morning to you. I'm so excited to hear that. And thank you for your validation also, Maya, Lynn, and who else is here this morning? All right, everybody, we have a little bit of time here. I want to come in. And I'm thinking about gratitude. I'm thinking about gratitude. I mentioned something about this last week about gratitude over guilt. feeling good about where you all are coming into the end of the year. I have seen so much growth. Good morning, everyone. So much growth and progress this year. So I know I'm grateful, and I'm sure you are as well. Gail, good morning to you. And I'm going to go ahead and take some questions, but I also want to talk to you. Pamela says she's taking 2 weeks off at the year's end and will be restructuring a lot of things in her life. I also love that. You know, we still have that Mars retrograde. I'm so happy, and I'm sure you are as well, that that Mercury retrograde is over, or, you know, we're in the shadow now. So we have a little bit of time. And at the same time, I'm so grateful that we've come through it. I think it was, I said it was fast and furious. It felt like that, didn't it? And I've heard from a lot of you, so I'm super appreciative of that and thankful for all of you moving into the holidays. Pamela, we're going to talk to you about those 2 weeks. You know, I'm thinking about the Mars retrograde. So obviously there feels like a lot of things you could do to catch up in, I feel, your space for some reason, like just cleaning up a lot of the, I don't know if it's an energy clearing that I pick up on, but organization, how's that? And definitely taking, and also there's a lot of you were reviewing some health things, you know, and not to put everybody on edge about your own health, but yeah, I'm asking all of you to take a little look at your health and your health care and making your appointments for the new year and really coming in a place with yourself of really checking in, you know, from your core to all your bits and pieces. We know we have thousands of them, but go ahead and take time out and make those appointments for self-care and things like that. I'm feeling a lot of that. And Pamela, for you too, but your space definitely will be refreshed. And I even feel maybe a new scent in the air that you're going to use or something like this, maybe some candle, you know, lighting candles, this kind of thing. But I definitely see a refreshed space, and I love that. And I love that you're going to get organized. Also, updating, where are we in the calendar, the 16th? We still have Sagittarius time. I think updating anything that needs to be done also, your health care, your wealth care, your everything that you do to take care of yourself and your value, I feel is it's also a really good time for that. Air hugs to you, Lori. Lots of love. Thank you for being here. Lori Love is in the chat room this morning, who will be up at the top of the hour. I saw that cute comment you made in Mark's room about coming back. You want to do another show. And I think we all feel like that at the end of the year. It's hard to stay away. And then it's always great to come back renewed and refreshed and things like that. So it is a little bit of a holiday break. I think what I was thinking this morning about, I was teasing you guys about food, but not really, because, you know, there are some great treats out there this time of year. And a couple of the scents that I wanted to remind you of, and you guys can play with this a little bit, some of the food that we eat is definitely more of an intuitive, it kind of heightens the intuitive vibe. It raises a little bit. Maybe it brings you some awareness or more alertness, you know? So I was thinking about all of the things out there now that we get this time of year. And no, I don't mean eggnog, but I'm thinking about cinnamon and peppermint and spice, anything that adds some flavor to your food or what you're, you know, whatever you're eating. I really do believe it heightens. These two things are off the top of my head, but there are many, many more this time of year. And it's fun to kind of check yourself and add some cinnamon to your coffee or tea, or perhaps some peppermint under your tongue or some essential oil that you're using on your wrist, things like this. Remember that 'tis the season when we're celebrating. Anything that we can do, oh, pine, you know, the scent in your space, maybe some candles, trying to think of other things that add to the psychic energy. Cranberry, anything that really gives you that boost in either your space, in your home, or within yourselves in your core. Cinnamon is so good for you. Just be careful breathing it, please. I did learn the hard way. Also, some great pink or lilac salt is also very good for your being and your body, not in excess, but a little tiny bit. It does heighten the vibration of, you know, maybe you're trying to manifest something. Maybe you're trying to meditate on something better or bigger. All of these scents can help you. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this in the new year, because I really do feel that some of the things that we do as humans every day, we tend to forget about, as far as how we can add to the energy, how we can bring more a heightened sense, literally heightened senses to our space or our psychic energy, you know? So let's think about that going into the new year. I definitely love, you have, Serena has the scent of her newborn baby, which we love, you know? And so anything that heightens your space is good. And so think about this when you're going along, take time out. I do believe coming back and heightening those six senses, especially this time of year, it will bring you maybe closer in touch with the spiritual side of what's happening in your world, or even maybe a higher power, or maybe some guide energy or this kind of thing. Anything we do to slow down, like taking a break from radio, brings us some time to slow down and really good tap into ourselves, but also reminders to heighten our senses and really start to tend to that self-care. Mars retrograde, start to tend to ourselves in a deeper way and see what happens in the new year. Give yourself a little encouragement, inspiration between now and the new year. We have all of these things. I don't know if Mark tapped into this yet with you guys this morning, because I was bouncing back and forth, but we joke about our new year's resolutions, you know. Let's start now. Let's get ahead of it. Let's start from our inner core. Let's begin there and then work our way out. And don't forget what's going on around you, and really bring yourself some little bit of enlightenment, you know, between all of your senses. And I think it definitely brings something to you. Okay. So, and forget those New Year's resolutions. Let's, you know, keep it there. I'm going to keep that topic there until the new year, but I think we should just resolve every day and just do the best we can. Okay. No pressure. I can hear, I'm getting, you know, I know you guys are already starting to think about, well, how can I upgrade this? How can I do this? How can I give up that? You know, I know there's a lot of that, and hard work is good, but don't go over the top. All right. We want to set ourselves up for a 2025 year of success, and that's what we're going to do, all right? In every way, shape, and form. Slow and steady wins the race. I want to come into the room. Jim, good morning to you. I did not see you. Gwen, good morning to you as well. Let me go ahead and refresh. I'm going to start looking for some questions. Ms. Perez, I'm coming to you first. And where did you go? Now I'm seeing you guys piling in here. I think my little Facebook is on lag time or something. But let me take a look. Where did you go? Okay, here you are. Good morning to you. And yes, I'd love to pull some holiday cards for all of you as well. So go ahead and start asking, all right? Okay, Kat, if there's time today, I would love to revisit a question I had a few months back. And I said something about December. I had asked around my living situation. I was starting to feel like it's no longer good. Today, I still feel the same. Okay, my lease doesn't end until summer. I wonder if I should try to leave earlier. Well, what I feel today is that the renewal, I really believe May come May, we have what, 6 months? Come this May, I am feeling it today. And this is probably why I asked you to come back in December with the question, because it was too far out. But now I'm feeling May, you'll find where you want to go next. And I know that feels, I'm sure they're going to send it. I really do believe you're going to make a change, but honestly, I feel May, you'll find it July, feels like July to May. So if that may, I don't know what your timing is, but I do feel, okay, so it doesn't end until summer. Okay, so that's good timing. May and July is very, very good for you. And that's how I feel. I don't believe I would renew. Let me take a look at your cards and we'll go from there, but I'm definitely feeling that you're gonna move. And I don't think I felt it last time. It seemed like a while. A bit away. So let's take a look. Now it's coming through clear. And I hope that resonates with you. I hope you can wait. I know you're itchy. And it's interesting. I'm finding, and I actually see a place coming for you that is $100, literally $100 difference. I do not know if it's up or down. I'm being honest about that. But I see $100 literally, and I could see you saying, oh, it's $100. But let's take a look, okay? Right, I'm gonna shuffle a few cards here. I have no idea where the $100 came from. But it's too strong to ignore. I see that you're internally, you know, you have this internal thing going on with you, and it is okay. I don't want you to be in like the race. I want you to stay steady and feel strong, and you will definitely make a change. You are being protected right now from going in the wrong direction. And more than anything else, they're showing me a bit of a masculine energy as well. And so what I'm thinking is, I don't know if you have a mentor in your life. If you don't now, you will ahead. I love the vibe of that. And I feel like there's a lot of stability and structure coming in ahead as well. If you have, I feel like, wait, now we're going into February and April. Wait until then. Come May, you'll find where you want to go. So this is not a hurried thing, but you're definitely going to know where you're going. I don't have direction as to north, south, east, or west yet, but I definitely, and I don't feel like it's far from where you are or too far. You know what I mean? So I don't know if you plan on staying in the area, but I'm thinking that. And I do believe that you're going to be a lot happier come summer. But I don't think you should leave earlier, hon. I feel like waiting till spring is a really good idea, okay? Oh, it ends the 31st of July? Okay, good. Now, I'm in July. You can go earlier and have that crossover that month, of course, to give yourself time to get out. But you'll find it in May and probably even, you know, July 15th or July, you know, I don't feel you should jump the gun, even though I know it feels like so, look at how fast this year flew. I think our years are flying, you know, we adjust over and over again. And so we're going to adjust again and you'll do well waiting. I don't think the universe wants you to jump out of that lease early, not. Let's wait till May. If you say, oh, Kat, I can't stand it anymore, I have to go now in May, I'm good with that. But I do believe by July, you'll be out, okay? Before July 31st, for sure. Okay, sweetie, good luck to you. Come back and let us know at the new year. We'll look again. Okay, now, it depends when we're looking at timing for all of you in different spaces. Why do some people, the question would be, you know, why do some of us get our answers immediately? And why does it take time for others? Or how come the readings, do they change Why can you see for 2 days here and then 6 years there or whatever it may be on timing? And it really depends on the moving parts and pieces of what's happening in your world and where you're at with yourself. And so sometimes we have fated situations and at other intervals, we have choice and free will, you know? So there's a lot of that. And so for you right now, they're actually showing me you're being protected in your space. You're being asked to be patient and definitely so the right thing comes and we don't make another mistake, or I don't want to say another, nothing is a mistake, but we don't want to make a mistake by jumping the gun and forcing something that isn't yet meant to come when the best will come at the right time. Okay. All right, CA Brooks is in the room this morning. Good morning, CA. She says, cardamom is great in coffee. I love it too. That's great. That is great. It does heighten your senses, right? And CA, the other thing that I'm thinking about are the good and plenty. Licorice. That's another thing. I forgot. So thank you for the reminder. And that's another really interesting flavor for you guys and a scent for you all to heighten the gifts that you already have, you know? And so let me come in. I'm going to go ahead and refresh because I see some of you coming in. And let me just say, I want to go ahead. Hold on now. Everyone forgets that I'm still, you know, we moved together from Tuesdays to Mondays. All right, here we go. Let me see who's next, okay? I think I did tell someone last week. All right, let me see at the end here who I'm missing. Jim, Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you for being a little more patient. Okay, so you want to move a little north, a couple miles north. Okay, that's good. I like that. I have like within 20 minutes for some reason. And honestly, if we can get more exact than that, we could say around 14 to 20. How's that? That's where I was going with it. It'll happen. I promise. I know patience is not your middle name, but that's okay. I'm teasing you. All right. Let me see who's next here. Jean, let's take a look and see how you're doing. She's, let me see. Hold on now. Any insight into my life? Things are in flux. We're going to take a look. And Denise and Catherine, you hang on because I'm going to, I'm actually going to come and talk to you guys too. Okay. All right. Hold on now. Interesting. The hermit energy is, well, I'm not pulling any cards yet, but I want to tell you what I psychically see this hermit card coming. And it's, you know, I think about so many things with that energy and it's so multi-layered because spending time alone is actually a gift. Being quiet in yourself, maybe without feeling isolated, because it's really hard. As human beings, we need connection. And I also believe we need time alone. And so journaling, writing, creating, any kind of coursework for the new year or education in a fun, lighthearted, we need more laughter is what I'm getting. Because the hermit is so serious. Really taking care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit is really what I get or what you're supposed to do or maybe have been doing and now you're kind of ready to take some action and get out in the world. I do feel new connections. I feel I also feel two people close and one more maybe in the middle a little bit. You know, we have our inner circle and then we have our second circle. We have our outer circle like this. And I feel like you have two layers here coming in that want to get, two people want to get closer. But at the same time, I also see a lot of, like truth and balance. You're getting all the major arcana. I can't believe it. But honestly, the gifts of the spirit and generosity, like the spirit of generosity is coming into your life next year. And really, you have recognized certain cycles that have happened or perhaps taken place, and you don't want to repeat the same cycle. I see more income. I see, yes, you may be in a flux and spend some time alone and in thought and all these other things. Journaling would be, like I said this, it'll be amazing. But there's also a strong foundation and a masculine, like a masculine, when I say there's a masculine energy or force, I truly believe it's about building a solid foundation, because I think about all of the, you know, the handiwork, or it's almost like an energy of building a home and recreating something like this. So I feel a lot of that for your new year, but also an increase in financial gain and personal value as well. And I hope that makes sense. Okay. That's what I'm seeing for the new year. I'm also feeling between now and June, this is going to, and I really feel April to June of 2025. I know it sounds like you guys, it feels like I'm talking about like 10 years from now, but really it's going to happen so quickly between April and June of next year. You're going to feel like you're in a really good place. Also, when I get the Justice card and the Hierophant, like I'm getting all of these major spiritual foundation cards, in that perhaps you'll go into another study of maybe something in the spiritual realm, you know, or the metaphysical world or something like this, because it feels really, really good. If anyone has done you injustice in any way, and I feel, you know, that word karma, I'm super mixed about from time to time, but I feel like if anyone is, you're finally going to get justice. I don't know what I mean by that. Everything is going to come into a place of fairness, you know? So keep living in truth. I think sometimes when you have been more in truth, maybe you felt a little isolated from others or something like this, but you're really, really going to come into contact with some bigger forces. And I really love that for you. And I hope all of this will make sense. So I'm going a little broad, you know, broad, but I'm looking at April and June for all of this to come to pass. Okay. So let yourself be in flux for a minute and let yourself relax into that, because sometimes we don't have to figure it all out. It's being figured out for us. And it's hard for us to be that human. It's like, can we stop human doing for a moment to human and transfer our thoughts to human being, you know? So just be for temporarily. Then you're going to really get into some human doing. So that's what I see ahead. All right. Thanks for being here today. Oh, Mark Husson, good morning to you. Thank you for being here. I was wondering if you were talking yet about the New Year's resolutions that we don't, we know are taboo, but I love that you're always reminding me of that every year, you know, about not setting our expectations too high and just see, sometimes it's fun to see what the universe is going to bring you guys, you know? So without force, sometimes we overthink, or we overwhelm, or maybe we have the worst case scenario, and we have such great imaginations. And it's interesting how we can create our own stories that never really come true at times, right? So let's go into more of allowing and welcoming and receiving what it is the universe wants to bring us in 2025. All right, so Denise and Catherine. Catherine, let's talk to you first, and Denise, I'll come to you too. But she's asking about an R. All right. If anything comes in about an R from the past. You know, it's really funny. They're bringing me back and forth between R, S, and P, strangely. And so I don't know why this is, but R, S, and P. Let's just take a look, okay? It's so funny, Catherine, because they're showing me this bouncing ball. You know that old game with the handball, the paddle ball? And then it bounces back and forth, but it stays on a string. It's like this. So to me, that feels like you're tethered. Maybe there's some kind of connection here, like how we look at the cording of our energies with each other. Or perhaps we have a connection from the past that still is, you know, what do I say? Like, it's not hanging by a string because this is like a rubber band. So to me, is it going to bounce back and forth, or that's what it feels like, or do you have two other choices coming into your year like this? But let me just see, or is this person like bouncing, has this connection bounced all over the place? You know what I mean? Let me just take a look. Well, there's definitely communication coming and contact, but here's what I feel for you. I see one disappointment ahead that is going to come and go so quickly that leads you to an outcome of a great, great, great relationship. And I am definitely feeling at first there's connection, then there's disappointment, then there's like this great outcome for you in your romantic life. And I'm going to tell you also between January, you're going to know. So I'm asking about the R, but again, I'm seeing these other pathways, right? And there's one specific pathway. Now, it takes me from earth to fire. And I'm going to say the earth to fire is Capricorn and Aries. And so I'm asking spirit, does this mean that Catherine is end up with someone who's an Aries or a fire sign energy, or has a lot of fire from someone who has earth? So I do feel, yes, that's a good, strong probability, but this person definitely has fire in them, but it's leading to a long-term positive relationship. So about the R, as sometimes we ask, and sometimes we, we ask a direct question, spirit's going to tell us whatever sometimes we don't want to know, or sometimes they want to tell us something else. This is what's happening now, okay? And I really feel that, and I'm thinking, don't expect too much from this R. Let it play out. But then on your journey, one disappointment and one major happy connection. This is going to be a year of change and growth for you in your relationship life. And that high priestess is saying, don't overcompensate for other people's lack, okay? So we're gonna go with that. We're gonna leave you there. And I know you're gonna have a wonderful new year. And I just don't want to ignore. I don't know if this person's been in a bad marriage or something like this, other disappointments, whatever. But maybe there's a little time and patience you have to get through to get to that happy ending, okay? And it'll happen. And I hope that makes sense for you ahead for the next year. And I'm really excited to see what happens and for you to come back and tell us that you're in this great relationship. Okay. And I do believe the R person. I only feel that we have to remember, guys, we can only expect so much, or perhaps when we realize that someone else has something to give us, we receive it, we say thank you, and then we don't expect anything else because it's not there. And so when we start trying to create or recreate a wheel that isn't ours to spin or turn or whatever, it's like everybody's got their own journey. We have to accept people for where they are. And then that person that comes into your life that meets you where you are, or perhaps makes a choice every day to accept you as you are, even when you're batshit crazy. No, I'm only kidding. Not you, Catherine. I'm just talking in general. I'm really talking about myself, but I'm teasing. I think that's the person, you know, and you're going to have that. And it's going to be a relationship in truth. Always tell yourself the truth and you'll always wind up attracting that truth. So I feel a little bit of that. And I do believe that you know, sometimes when we're on the journey to having that person or to have that good relationship or whatever it may be, when we start heading on this journey, we try to like put those square pegs in round holes and we try to fit them in and they never fit in. And then we try again and then we screw it all up and then the game's over because we get frustrated. And then all of a sudden we have like this nice, easy board and we just plug those holes, you know, and then it all works out. That's what's happening for you next year. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Denise, I am not forgetting you, and I am going to be there in one moment. I just want to say good morning, Jean. Thank you for that validation. I appreciate that. And Lois, good morning to you. And I'm so happy you're here. Okay, let's take a peek. All right, hold on now, guys. I'm still getting used to all of my new microphone. And hold on. Computer. You guys, it's so interesting. I don't know how you all do with, I am such a firm, I am so firmly stubborn against change, and yet I thrive on it. And I'm sure you all are too. And it's so exciting. And look, we've had a rough 2024. There were some shocking things going on. Our global foundation has been shook to the core in so many different ways, but we bring strength to our own core. And through that, we really thrive and we learn to grow through change and we acclimate or we learn how, and sometimes we acclimate and accept. Denise, I'm talking to you. Sometimes we acclimate and accept, but sometimes we acclimate and no longer tolerate anything less than what we know we can exist with or grow with or perhaps significantly raise our vibration or whatever it is that you want to do in this life. And so you're at that intolerant place, which is so great. And it's going to be so good for you to embrace this coming year of not settling for less and also really getting more of what you want. And so I'm sensing this already. She says, I'd love a card for the new year. Do you see me? Okay, let's take a look at your raise first. And we're going to go from there. But I have a good feeling that you have some boundaries that didn't exist before. And I think a lot of us had to learn boundaries this year because we've had so many differences of opinions and so many conversations and so much fake news. Ugh. Talk about tapping into your own intuition. I mean, it's definitely more complicated than before, but you all made it again. We're all here again, and we'll make it next year too. And so it's going to be interesting to see how we come into the new year and what kind of it's so nice to embrace that change ahead, and the new year is so refreshing. And yeah, we have a lot to deal with, but at the same time, look how exciting it is for new things, you know? And Denise, look how exciting it is for new things. That's what I'm sensing. So let me look at the financial piece first. Oh, I'm seeing the 23rd in my head, though. If I look at my calendar, I definitely see an increase. They drag it out. Oh, yeah, there's the increase, January. Definitely. I don't even know if it's going to take that long, but you're going to get it. I definitely see. And I pulled the magician. So you're going to have a very big manifesting year. And anything you do to move your physical body is really good for you right now. Sometimes we can manifest through movement, and sometimes we can manifest through meditation. We manifest through music. We manifest through nature. And basically, whatever it is that you choose for yourself, you tap into your own, your being. And sometimes they come in different waves or different energies. Like over the weekend, we had one day where everything was triple numbers. And it was like maybe five or six times in one day we saw these triple numbers. It was really cool anywhere we went. And you're paying attention and you feel that. How many of you feel that spirit energy and you know you're being guided or you know you're being protected? Denise, sometimes I believe that you in 2024, you have lost a little bit of sight of that. And now coming into 25, that's all you're going to do. That's all you're going to know. And I really see you manifesting it, in different ways, both work and romance. Okay. I see some fire, and that is for sure. And I also believe that let the past be the past. Okay. Very, very important because you have something brand new and exciting wanting to come your way. So I can't wait to find out what I'll say who that is, but I can't wait to find out what or who that is. Okay. All right, sweetie. Thank you for being here. Let me come in the room, guys. And please go ahead and share your plans. What is everyone doing? What is everyone doing for the holiday? Do you have any plans? I am so excited that Sydney is cooking again. She has the cooking bug for the first time this year, so I get to sit on my rear and do nothing again. And it's kind of like a miracle for me. So I definitely feel excited about it. But what are you all doing? Do you have any events or trips or anything exciting? I have to live vicariously through you while I sit here. I'm teasing you guys. But I do. All right, let me take a look. I'm joking about the microphone, but I love being with you. All right, here we go. Let me just see who is next. Someone asked me. Oh, Gail. Wondering about the car situation when I move or before I move. Let's see if we get anything on that. I'm really getting the second month of the new year, which is February, and I do not know why. Hold on. So, do you deal with the car before you're there or after you're there, is what I'm assuming you're asking me, or similar? Hold on. Yeah, I'm getting like this wheat thing, wheat, era wheat. Yeah, they're showing me later February for whatever that means. Slow and steady wins the race. I do feel that. I also feel some unexpected gain ahead. The slower you move, the faster things go, the easier they are. I don't know why I'm saying this, but that's really what I feel. So you have to wait a little bit. Now, they're showing me around 223, which is when Mars goes direct-ish. I don't know the, I think that's the date, but I'm not even sure about that. I just know it's during that week, and that's what I feel. So, and it has nothing to do with my cards, so I'm kind of in sync on that, and I really want to stay there, okay? So for some reason, the answer is wait until the second month of the new year and don't do anything too rashly, okay, hon? I know you're going to be good. I just don't want you to hold on a minute. You're going to have a really good spring. Your winter, I'm not saying it's not, you know, I just feel like winter, be patient, kind of not, you know, don't move so fast. And I hope that helps, okay? Oh my goodness. I have breaking news. And Jim, I'm teasing you, but I'm so excited, and this is the best news ever. And it is breaking news, so I'm announcing your life now. He says, I ventured into the relationship space, and I would love a message regarding this new journey. I'm so excited. I have tears in my eyes for you. I love that. Gosh, you know what they say about those Gemini and Leo together? Those energies are good, number one, astrologically. We'll break in that way, but I'm going to go ahead and take a look. I mean, that's a big statement from you. I feel good. Jim has been everyone. I'll just say this because I know I. Jim has been like the, how do we say, the most brave male soul in our group over at 1-2 Academy. And now he's been joined recently by another man, but it was years where Jim was really the only man in the class, right? So you were so brave and so much fun. And I'm so grateful that you're here for the last part of our year here. So let me just take a look at you. This made my whole day. All right, let's go. Actually, I must feel good about it. You know, I'm protective like a big sister, so, but let me just take a peek, okay? There you go. I see your fear. And I actually feel happy now. And I know you're working towards it, but I have a feeling that she sees you as her person. Now, that's a comment because when a woman sees a man as her person, she'll really do what she needs to do to have her person. And so I do feel that you're a little nervous because I feel like it was almost, and look, I know you're not doing anything immediately for any reason, but in all honesty, I almost feel like it was a sudden thing. So I like it. I feel like you're going to take your time. I definitely feel like you're man in charge. And you really exercise the emperor role in your relationship with her. I feel the sensitivity of this person and the hurt that she has gone through in the past. And you have to probably toe the line for that a little tiny bit for now. But I really, really feel good so far. So far, so good. I feel like you could take the lead. I think she appreciates a real man. You are that indeed. I feel like it's a good vibe. So far, I'm giving you a pass, okay? You know, for I feel good about it. I know you're nervous, that's the only thing. But at the same time, I feel like you can really be like a soul, you know, and I don't use these words lightly, a soulmate and a life mate, you know? So I feel pretty good about it. We'll see how it goes. All right, Tamara, I have something to say to you because I'm just seeing you now. She said she's going back to her old cleaning job. I feel like it's going to transform into something else besides cleaning. And I think it's great that you're doing the physical, you know, work, but Tara, I feel like you're going to incorporate some spiritual, like maybe organization, I'll say feng shui for an example, but I don't know. It's Tara's way of feng shui. You know what I mean? So I like it. And I feel like you're going to do really well. And I'm not sure it's going to stay like, oh, you know, you do beautiful work. Cleaning is a dimension of our self, but some other dimension is going to come through this. And I really do hope I don't hope it's okay. I know it's okay, but I hope, I don't want to pressure you into adding more, but I definitely believe there's more. And so I think that's good. Okay. All right. Really, really good. I don't want you to overthink what I'm saying. Let it happen organically. All right, let me just see. And happy, happy new year to all of you. I can't even believe I am so grateful. Maureen, I see what you're saying. I will send you a note. I just caught it now. Lots of love to Terry and his surgery, and we'll talk about the rest soon for sure. I just want to acknowledge all that. I know you have a lot on your plate. When I don't want to rush an answer or anything, so we will definitely come back. Okay, guys, I'm overwhelmed that we had such an amazing year together, and it was actually one of my most favorite years over at One Two Listen and One Two Radio with all of you. I'm so grateful to be back on Mondays. I'm excited about our new journey. I'm excited about Serena coming on board. I am not excited that Jay's leaving me, which I gave him a rash for last night. But in any case, I am wishing him well on his journey. And all of you, I am so grateful that we are connected, and I can't wait to come back to 2025. Please take care of yourselves over the holidays. Have fun in New York City, and please be patient with others, as I know that we have to deal with a lot of personalities we're not used to, so just take it nice and easy. I'm so happy we have baby visitor. I love that. And you guys, Mark Husson, thank you for everything always. I'm not going to start going down that road with you guys because I'll be here till next year, but I am very grateful, and I'm looking forward to another year at onetolisten.com with all of you. And please, everyone, happy, happy, happy holidays, and a very, very healthy and peaceful new year, okay? Bye, everybody. See you soon. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Serena. Bye, everybody.